Now, Jess, here's a question for you. It's from Martin, who says, what is plasma? Do we ever encounter plasma in normal life? Now, Martin is not talking about the stuff wishwashing around in your bloodstream. He's talking about the fourth state of matter, I believe. So can you help Martin out?
I think he is talking about the fourth state of matter. So we're all pretty happy with solids, liquids and gases. But if we heat gases up even more, the atoms and molecules inside them start to tear apart and some of their electrons come off those atoms. And then you get left with this kind of sea of ions and also electrons on their own. And they're superconductive. And actually we do encounter the plasmas quite a lot. We have them inside a plasma ball, if he's ever seen a plasma ball, or we have them in the fluorescent tubes inside lights, or you even can get plasma displays for televisions now. So we do encounter plasmas a lot more often than you think.
David?
Yes, and the Beppe Colombo spacecraft will be studying plasma because the solar wind, the charged particles streaming out from the sun, are technically plasma. And there are plasma scientists that do a lot of work on space missions.
I've always wanted to ask Jess, a physicist, this. You know, the plasma balls that you see, actually, how do they work? And why does it love your hand when you put your hand onto them?
Because your hand is conductive, because humans are slightly conductive. So you have something at the centre of the plasma ball, which is called a Tesla coil. Okay. And then you have a noble gas around it. And as those electrons go into that noble gas, it excites noble gas. And
yeah,
obviously
noble
got
gas.
Nobel yeah. prizes on the brain. And then you've got this plasma created inside this ball, and you get these kind of fingers that go out from the middle, from the centre of this coil, to your fingers if you're physically touching the side of the ball because you're partially conductive.
Well, I thought it was just my attractive electric personality.
You're also very attractive, but that's a different story.
Well, talking of attractive, from attractiveness to spirituality, thank you for that, Jess.